531. The Cook Islands government has plans to purify the main island's water by chlorination. This comes as it prepares for a new water reticulation system to replace the existing one. There have been reports that the Cook's government plans on charging for water usage as well, and that has community groups and landowners unhappy. Campaign group Te Wai Ora Māori is calling on government to stop its plans. Group member and landowner Tere Kaa joins me now on the phone from Rarotonga. Kia rana, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Tere.
Kia rana, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us this morning. Firstly, Tere, can you please describe the water situation in the Cooks currently, and how do people get water, and are there any issues with it?
At present, water is still running through our taps. As far as I can remember, and I've lived in Rarotonga practically all my life, people have drunk from the tap. There have been no issues with any waterborne diseases that we are aware of, and health statistics have not shown any such thing. So it really has come as a surprise that government has moved towards chlorination. We do have water stations around the island which are monitored by health departments, and people who have issues with the water have the option to go to the water stations. So it's a community site, and it's a way to say hello to people in the community, and people have no problem with doing that. The problem arises with the sudden move to chlorinate.
Tere, do you know how this whole chlorination issue came about, and why the government were wanting to put this in place?
It came as a complete surprise. As a landowner, I've been involved in the process since government initiated this project 8 or 9 years ago. And there have been close talks with landowners because the sites, the intake sites, are still located on lands owned by landowners. So there was never any point where government raised the issue of the disinfection or chlorination of water. This only arose in consultations that were held in May 2019. So this is the first time the public had the opportunity to consider what government were promoting as their preferred option to treat our water. And it's come as a complete shock and surprise because firstly, there are many people on island who do not want any chemicals in our water. We've drunk this water for centuries. It comes from the mountain. It's fresh. It's beautiful. Why government is doing this, we have no idea, except that they decided that this was what they wanted to do.
And in terms of the chlorination, were they looking at implementing this throughout the whole of the Cook Islands or just on Rarotonga?
Well, therein lies the another problem. In terms of the consultations that were held in May, the government had been confronted about that by landowners, and there is now admission that the consultations were a sham, that government did only come forward with their preferred method of disinfection. And in fact, we know there are several other options available that are less harmful to the environment. But, the promotion of this as being the standard that we want for, to be up there with the rest of the world must mean that this has to be implemented in the Paenua, our outer islands, many of which are coral atolls, smaller populations, and so forth. So, the danger here is that if we allow this to happen in Rarotonga, it will simply spread throughout the Cook Islands. And we, those of us living on the islands here, simply do not understand or know why we need this done to our water.
Looking at some of the media reports, the government were actually looking at signing this off, the chlorination, last month, but nothing definitive as yet?
The reason for that is that the landowners have taken the matter into their own hands and filed court proceedings, and the issue is one that has been alive in the court since landowners first took an application to court in about 2015. We were all part of an application to stop what was happening on the lands where the intakes have been built, and to basically have government more accountable to the landowners. And when the issue of chlorination arose and the And it became an issue on the island where people expressed their horror at this happening. The landowners went back to court and basically have put a stay on the chlorinating of the water. There are some issues that government needs to come back and be more transparent about what is actually happening. One of those issues relates to charging the residents of Rarotonga for water. And at the initial stages where I was involved 8-9 years ago, that was always on the cards that landowners basically said people will not be charged, and government agreed to that. Now that's changed.
And of course the feeling amongst our Rarotongans, our Cook Islanders, is definitely no if you're looking at charges.
Absolutely. There should be no reason why people should be charged. It was never going to be a position where government would be making money out of our water. Water is supposed to be free to our people, always has been. And the fact that the lands on which the intakes are located still belong to landowners. And landowners, you know, of the Ngako Aroa, is what we call here, we're out of their love. Say, you use our lands, but you ensure that our people get the water for free. Then we enter a different scenario today where government is saying, well, you know, we need to maintain these sites that we've built. We need to pay people to, you know, basically chlorinate us. And we need to pay the chlorination. And they've thrown a figure of about $500,000 every year to chlorinate our water. Now, we just think this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enraged many residents of Rarotonga, because we still drink water from the tap and we're not getting sick.
So with that, Tere, can you tell me about some of the work that Te Vaiora are currently doing? What the expected time frame for this to, you know, a final decision, and what you're calling on the government to do?
Yes, the landowners' issues with the court will be heard next month in September when we have our visiting judge here on island. So that's a different process that's taking place by the landowners to help you know, stall the situation as it may be. Then we have the Waiora Māori, who are running a petition on island to have people let people have their say as to this chlorination issue. So that's happening. There's a lot of social media happening as well. There are lots of people who want this to happen. Some people want it to happen. But, you know, in terms of forcing chlorination on people, I think that's what enrages the residents of Rarotonga, the fact that we're being forced to have chlorine in our water, whereas some of the bigger businesses with hotels and that have decided to do their own and use analyte, use different types of disinfection that are less harmful to the environment. And I think it's this whole thing of this thing having been forced on people that Te Vaiora Māori takes offence at, and rightly so. It should be a choice as to what people get out of their taps. And if there is a shortage of water, then people can take their own responsibility of having several filters in place or continuing obtaining their water from the water centres, which is not a problem. We don't have tourists getting sick. There's bottled water in our shops. It's not an issue as far as clean water goes.
With that, it's a very big thank you, Meitaki Mata campaign group, Te Vaiora Māori. Sorry, there was something else you wanted to say, Teddy. Yes, go ahead.
There was just one more thing I'd like to say. When the project started, the Chinese were contracted to come in and lay our pipes. And we didn't like that. We don't like the fact that, you know, our government is making these loans with China. But they went ahead with it. And what happened later, and we've just been told, the $23 million that was put towards the new pipes had already started leaking and were actually full of mud, which is contributing to some of the muddy water that some residents are getting. And so we've just been told that we need another $13 or $14 million to fix that problem. So it's an ongoing issue where they want to chlorinate. We've got leaky pipes already that were supposed to be brand new. And, you know, where is all this chlorine going to go? Where is all this chemical going to go? We're an environment that loves organic food. We love, you know, we love our island the way it is. And governments wanting to pour chemicals into our water is just unacceptable.